It's 8:45. Live from the studios at 33rd and Bird, I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Thanks so much for joining us today. We do appreciate the company. Now, what would you call an arts festival that brings in all sorts of guest artists from many different disciplines and uses many of the venues here in Omaha, including the Holland Center, and yet it's under the radar, the Under the Radar Festival, which is going to be all over Omaha. The director of that is Amanda DeBauer Bartlett, and she's with us right now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for coming in this morning. It's great to have you here. Well, tell us about this festival. This is not the first year this has happened.
Right. This is our sixth annual festival, and every year artists apply to perform at the festival in any performance discipline. And yes, we're at a lot of venues in town, but I would argue that it's under the radar aesthetically because it's not mainstream art that you would typically see at some of these venues.
And let's talk about some of the venues because, wow, you've got some really nifty ones. Literally, I mentioned the Holland Center, which would be certainly a very public venue and a very well-respected venue. The sound out of the Holland Center, for any listeners who may not have been there before, is just well worth it. It's extraordinary. Anything you see in there just sounds great. But also the Kaneko, there's a few other places as well.
Yeah, we love to have a variety of venues because the artists are bringing so many different kinds of performance and ideas. One venue isn't going to work for all of those different styles and perspectives. So we use small galleries like the Pet Shop in Benson. We use Kaneko and other contemporary art centers. We use whatever is going to work to best showcase this art.
Okay. Now, you have it open for a certain amount of months of the year for artists to apply, and then with you as director, and then I'm imagining a committee takes a look at what they do, and how do you almost curate or put together an overall theme, or how do you do that for each festival each year?
Right. There's an organizing team, myself, Aubrey Byerly, and Stacey Borellos, who are all Omaha natives. Aubrey currently lives in California. And every year we get a couple hundred, 300 artists who apply to perform from around the country. And our priorities are that we want it to be half local artists, half non-local artists. And then we're trying to represent a variety of ideas. We want to showcase the complexity of the contemporary performance landscape through this festival. So we want to try to balance out classical musicians, jazz, experimental dancers, as many different kinds of things as possible. And of course, the competition is really tough. Everyone that we're bringing out are completely skilled at their craft and have been studying for years and performing for years, professional artists. So it's really, that's the hardest part, is turning people away who want to perform. But yes, we usually make those decisions in January every year.
Sure. Now, how do you pay for this? I mean, you've got a whole bunch of different venues involved, and where do you get the money to make this happen?
Anywhere and everywhere. We use grant funding. We have private donors. We have support from ticket sales and some corporate sponsorships and local businesses who sponsor us. Thank you to Archetype and Mug Life and Farnham House Brew Co. and Hook and Lime, all these people. So it's a combination of various resources like any arts organization. And the Nebraska Arts Council has really been our biggest supporter through the whole thing.
Okay. Now, do people buy like one singular ticket that they can go to all events, or do they buy individual tickets, or is it a mix of both?
It's a mix. We have a VIP and a full pass that you can attend all of the events. And then every event you can attend as a single event. We have many free events at Kaneko, Jocelyn, and some other places. And otherwise, they're $10 a piece. We really try to make it as affordable as possible so that if people want to try and experience the chaos of the festival, they can come to one event and see if they're going to maybe enjoy it. And if not, then that's fine. They're off the hook.
Sure, absolutely. As far as these events go, is it one per night? How many do you do per day? Because we're live on this from July 24th through the 27th. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of events planned.
There are 18 events, including some artist talks. We also have a workshop, an experimental music composition workshop that's starting today at Kaneko called Soundry. So there are multiple events per day. Nothing overlaps, but it is a tight schedule. So people kind of hop around between venues as they can, and you miss some events. But 18 events in 4 days. It's jam-packed, and it's really exciting.
It must be exciting for you. So after what has been a year's worth of work, here we are. How do you feel about it as the director? Are you breathing a sigh of relief? Are you like, that? Nope, not yet, not till after the 27th, and we've shut her down, you know?
Well, at this point, I don't get super nervous about it. The artists really, they always impress me, and I'm always just thrilled. What I love to watch is the audience. I come, and I'm excited to watch the artists, but I'm really watching the audience to see what they're responding to and what makes an impact on them and how they're talking to each other after the events. That's where I get the joy, is seeing audience members come together, maybe even talking to the artists and reacting and loving things and hating things.
Where's a website people could go to for information?
www.undertheradaromaha.com.
That's Amanda DeBauer-Bartlett. She's the director of the Under the Radar Festival. Thank you for coming in today.
Thanks, Mike.